Welcome, everybody. We're back on Inside the Huddle, the fall version of 2024, talking high school football. Man, we got a great lineup this morning. We'll have Coach Jeremy Finley of the Clinton Central Bulldogs in, and he's got a guest, one of his top players on the team. Can't wait to hear from them guys. Big night for Bulldog football last night. They get a big win over the Hot Dogs, and we'll talk about them here in a second. At 9:15, Coach Byers and the Frankfort Hot Dogs will be on the line. 9:30, Coach Bessner and the Carroll Cougars, they roll last night, and he'll be in to talk. And then at 9:45, Kurt Slicker and the Clinton Prairie Gophers will be on. But first, one to make some introductions here. Sam Wirt, working for Clinton County Daily News, WILO, and every other name they have. He's the new sports guy here. I want to welcome him to the show. Good morning, Sam.
Well, thank you, Jamie. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to be on Inside the Huddle. If you didn't catch the game last night, that was me and Kyle. So go on to Hoosierland TV and watch that game. It was a pretty good one.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. Man, you guys did a fabulous job. I'm watching the Gopher game it live and watching you guys on my phone do Carroll, and just couldn't get away from you because you guys are doing such a great job. I think, you know, it's going to be a new era for high school sports in Clinton County, and can't wait to hear you guys every week.
Well, I appreciate that. I know Kyle had a great time, and he did a great job as well. So we're excited, and we got some great games on the schedule for the rest of the year.
Hey, we want to get on the here first. Let's hear from Coach Finley and the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Hey, Coach, I've been around long enough to know last night means a lot to the Bulldog community because you guys have been putting in the work. The young guys we've talked about for year after year, they're not young anymore, and you guys have put it all together, and man, what a statement last night for Bulldog football coming in and Frankfort and a big win.
We decided in December, you know, that we were going to generate change. We had two really big priorities. You know, the first one from a team aspect was the weight room. We wanted to get a streamlined weightlifting program together and then just start grinding it out and putting in the work. And then number two, from a coaching staff goal, we clearly knew that we needed to get our numbers up. So we just asked the boys to go out and tell their story in the hallways. And, you know, our coaches have connected really well with the community and the kids in the school. And, you know, we were able to go. So we had, I think, at our high point last year, 20 kids on the roster. Sectional game, we had 17. And now we're right at 37. It kind of fluctuates, but we're sitting right around 37, you know, so we have 100% increase just in numbers. So before you even start getting into X's and O's and schemes and stuff, like that was a huge success in the offseason for us, was just one, the weight room. We started in December when we did our first test. We didn't have any kids that could run a sub 540. We've got 12 now. We've got two individuals who tied the school record for vertical jump. We have kids that jumped over 100 pounds and maxes across the board. So we're bigger, faster, and stronger for sure.
And before we came on the air, you and I were talking about the difference in 6A to 1A football a little bit, and, you know, talking about some of those 6A programs. But even like a couple years ago, when you have that many freshmen playing 1A football in a varsity contest, it's tough for those guys because there's such a step up from freshman year to JV year to playing varsity, and they didn't get to do that. You know, they went right into the frying pan. So can you talk a little bit about the progression of your guys and what they've went through to, you know, being juniors and seniors now and playing varsity football?
Well, of course, right? So we talked, you know, especially like last year, you know, so the design of Indiana high school football is just that. It's a tiered system, right? So you have your junior high, then you have a freshman team, then you have a JV team, and then you transition to the Friday night lights. Well, in order to be able to do that, you got to have the numbers. And so historically, over the last few years, Clinton Central just hasn't had the numbers. So we've asked young men who a year prior were playing eighth grade football to come out and be 14, 15 years old and go out and play against 18 and 19-year-old men. You know, and programs can do one of two things when you're put in that situation. You can make excuses. Kids can look for ways to avoid difficult situations. But anybody that knows, you know, Clinton County, Clinton Central, that's just not how the kids around here are cut. You know, that those guys that are juniors and seniors now, you know, I mean, we had one senior last year, Dougie Newton, you know, shout out to Dougie, love him. You know, it's tough when you're the only senior and you've got all these young kids and you're trying to be a mentor and you're not real sure what that looks like yourself. But they've just always answered the call. I talked about the low numbers, but the most impressive thing was we didn't lose a kid to injury. Like, those kids got beat on week in and week out, and continued to fight. So, which is why you see it now, right? So now it's, you take that grit, that resolve, that tenacious desire to be successful, you add it to 2 years of varsity experience, you add it to 50 pounds of muscle gained over 2 years, and a clear, concise vision from a staff and a community and an administration, to where everybody's rowing in the right direction. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say what the season's going to hold for the Clinton Central Bulldogs, but this is what I do know. Like, it's not the same old Clinton Central.
Coach, you've been talking about numbers, and that's fantastic, going from roughly 17 to well over 30. What have you and the coaching staff, and I can also extend this to the player aspect too, what have you done to establish the relationships? Because it's one thing to get kids to come out, but it's another thing to keep them there as well. What has the program done? Like, do you have, like, special team bonding things that you do? Or is it just little things like pep talks in the huddle? Kind of talk about how you establish those relationships, because that's impressive with those type of numbers ballooning from year to year.
So I'll speak a little bit, then I'll let Clayton speak. You know, there's no magic formula. Mm-hmm. Here's the reality of things. Kids have a meter of trust with adults. So here's the reality. I played at Clinton Central. I grew up in Kirkland. Came from a less than perfect home, right? So, like, a lot of these kids are me 30 years ago, right? So my staff, you know, my offensive coordinator, Dan Douglas, right? Like, Kirkland kid, mm-hmm. graduated. You know, you look at every individual in the program that I hired as a coach, either as a Clinton Central graduate, played football, or in the special circumstances, I was honored to coach them at a program and they chose to follow me here because they believed in what we were doing. Mm-hmm. Here's the reality, right? Like, actions speak louder than words, right? So we're not going out and beating the bush and demanding that kids come and play football. What we're going to do is we're going to tell them our story. We're going to tell them the journey that we have been on as players. And then they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to decide to buy in to what you're selling, or they're not. But you asked, so like we did do an annual, this is the first year, but we're going to do an annual team camp. We're teaming with Hanging Rock Christian Church. And we went and spent 2 days as a team and did no football. No football related stuff. Just went out and zip lined and went swimming and cooked out and told stories. And, you know, I thought from a bonding standpoint, like, I walked in one night and they're all just laying in the common area watching a movie together. You know, cell phones are all put in the basket. Nobody's on their phone. You know, like, that, just that type of mental disconnect and connection, human connection with your teammates. Is pivotal. Like, there's no special formula. It's just being real with the kids, and, you know, and being sincere.
Want to hear from your player, Mr. Stevens here. Hey, can you talk a little bit about what that win last night meant to you guys and the team? Because you're the ones that have been putting in the hard work. Mr. Findlay over there, you know, he's just a leader of it, but, man, you got to do the grind and do all that, and talk about how special that was for the Bulldogs.
I mean, obviously it means a lot. I mean, it's week one, so, like, there's really no expectations on anyone, and to come out and have a big game like that, it really means something to us, because we've been working hard all off season and we've had great community support, but there's also been people that don't believe in us necessarily, so we really want to go out and kind of prove them wrong because, like, we know what we are capable of.
You want to highlight some of your teammates that have been working just as hard as you to get this program turned around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it starts up front, our offensive line. We have a senior-led offensive line like Blaine Primo, Nate Wells, Daniel Holton. Like, we got a bunch of really great guys up front. And the line did a tremendous job last night. They're always pushing for, like, a lot of times, like, I wouldn't even get touched till I was, like, 4 or 5 yards downfield. And so it makes my job a lot easier. And, like, it makes me look a lot better, but they don't get much credit for it.
Hey, Coach, you want to talk about some of your players last night that helped propel the Bulldogs to a big win?
For sure. So, just kind of highlight some things. So, like on the offensive side, we had 403 yards total offense last night, 343 yards rushing, 61 yards passing. We averaged 8 yards a carry and 30 yards a completion.
Did you say you had 300 100-yard rushers?
Yes. So we had Clayton Stevens, Creed Menon, and, well, I stand corrected. Luke was just a little short. We had two, Luke Shelley, player of the game. I mean, this young man, like, you know, we have our, you know, our motto is no juice, no use, right? Like, that young man brought the juice last night. 4 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 receiving, and then 1 on defense. Like Clayton said, you know, it started up front, though. Like, you don't get numbers like that unless you got the guys working in the trenches. A young man last night that made his varsity debut is Colin Mooneyhan. We went back and watched film. Like, that guy was getting doubled and triple teamed all night and gave no ground, right? Like, starts on both sides of the ball as a freshman and was just solid as a rock in there. You see the young man. He ain't looking like no freshman. It's across the board. We came prepared, you know. Creed Menon, another great vocal leader. Caleb Griffey, freshman, you know, he comes in, you know, we get a couple cramps, you know, like, we're extremely well conditioned, but, like, you can't, like, the humidity and stuff last night, like, it just, you know, a couple cramps. So we asked this freshman, you know, to come in, and we just expected him to just, like, not fumble the football. Like, hey, just do what you got to do. But, I mean, he had 40 yards on 4 carries.
That's awesome.
You know, average 10 yards a carry, you know. So, I mean, like, it's the mentality isn't just a senior mentality. I mean, it's across the board in all of our kids, right? So, couldn't be prouder of the effort of all those young men.
So, it's got to feel better when you go to put the game plan in early in the week and you've got some guys that are a little more seasoned so you can get a little more in-depth and things. And you'll be able to, I'm guessing, you know, Mr. Stevens there will change some things on the field as you go.
Yeah, so, like, again, you know, this is our second year in our defense. I mean, we didn't really run. We kind of ran one basic scheme last night, but the difference was just the tackling, the coming downhill. I mean, like, I played for George, and George always had this philosophy. You know, it didn't matter what you're running if you can't run it to the way it's designed to be ran. You know, you can have this great game plan and this great scheme and have all these great coaching philosophies. But one, if your kids aren't buying in, and two, if they just can't execute what you're doing.
And I think the other thing is to buy in. I mean, I don't think we're on Hoosier Land TV, are we? No, we're just on the radio. But if you could see your player sitting here, he's in slacks, a nice shirt, and a tie, and it, you know, exemplifies that we're ready to be one. We're wanting to be excellent. We want to do a lot of great things, and it's just the discipline that I think a lot of high school kids don't get anymore, and I'm totally impressed by that.
Yeah, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, like, I am retired military, you know, so, like, there are just certain aspects of my personality. I'm the weight room coordinator now. You know, like, my job's changed a little bit at the school, you know, but, like, so everything's dress right, dress, like, every, like, there are just aspects. So, like, we went and I bought all new practice attire, so everybody's dressed the same at practice. Everybody looks the same on Friday. Like, we just, You know, like I feel that a team, like I always told, you know, dress for the job you want, not for the one you got. So
hey, we got about a minute here, but can you talk about next week? Faith Christian will be on the docket for the Bulldogs. Faith Christian, a brand new high school football program. They've been playing 8-man, transitioned up to 11-man. They opened up against another new program last night and got their first win. Can you talk a little bit what you expect there?
So they're hungry, right? So like you just said, like they're making that transition, and they feel, you know, you don't make that transition lightly, right? Like especially when you go from 8 to 11-man. So you must feel that there is some merit there to do it. I'm looking forward to I'm not real familiar with the coaching staff. Watched a little bit of film, but looking forward to the challenge. Like any given Friday, right? Like we already talked about some of the scores across the state, right? So like there are some shockers, some not sucked, right? So I'm anxious to get this relationship started with Faith Christian. We've got a great relationship with their school and other sports at Clinton Central. So more to follow.
Hey, you want anything else to add here? You know, what to look out for next week for the Bulldog program, or anything we should be watching for?
No, just everybody, just be advised. You know, Bulldogs are coming. It's not the same old. It's not the same old, same old. You know, like no juice, no use.
I think I was calling him Mister, but it's Clayton, right?
Yeah.
Clayton Stevens, thank you for being in. You got anything else to add before we go here?
No, thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm impressed. We talked a little bit off air. Stay healthy this year. Yeah. Fun to watch you play.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, we had the Clinton Central Bulldogs in. Coach Finley, and the Bulldogs won their first game last night of the season in a big way. We'll be back with the Frankfort Hot Dogs right after this.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winske Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winske Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or visit WinskeBrothers.com. Winske Brothers, because size definitely matters.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Jong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive, it's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Welcome back inside the huddle. New look this year. Jamie Blacker here. Got Sam Wirt working for WILO and Clinton County Daily News, and Kyle Etherington on the call. We're going to be talking with the hot dog coach, Coach Byers. You on the line?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Coach. I know it's a tough first night last night for the hot dogs, but man, it's football season. The hot dogs have been preparing and getting out there, and let's talk a little bit about your guys last night. I think the scheduling bug got you a little bit. The Bulldog program, we just got off the line with them, but they've been preparing for several years to have a light night like that last night, and I think that was part of that played into it. And you want to talk a little bit about the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, hats off to Clinton Central. They played a heck of a job. That quarterback of theirs, number 7, ran really, really tough. The Menon kid, number 2, is a really tremendous athlete. And we did not play our best game, and we talked about that at film this morning. Like, the team that we're watching on film is not who we are, and we know who we are, and the goal this week is to get to that standard and clean up those mistakes and play to the level that we know we can play.
well, it's high school football, and kids react in different ways, and it sometimes takes a little bit of buy-in. I was at a game last night, we'll talk about it here in a little bit. Kids didn't react the way I thought they would, and, you know, it's high school, and you look around, and Coach Finley and I were talking about scores around the state. There were some shockers out there, and you just wonder how things will go. But like you guys, you were down, I think, 28 to nothing, but you responded and came back and put some stuff together in the second half.
Yeah, we made some adjustments at halftime, and the kids did a great job responding to those adjustments and making some plays, and they did a really good job defensively shutting down our run game, which, you know, the scrimmage, we ran the ball kind of however we wanted, and so Clinton Central did a tremendous job forcing us to turn the page, and, you know, Dennis Barkley's back for his second year at quarterback, and he did a great job throwing the ball, and we got some really talented wide receivers that made some great plays, and we kind of ran out of time. We had some steam going there in the second half, and just couldn't get it, the comeback completed.
Can you talk about your numbers this year for the Hot Dogs? How many kids you got out, and you expected to have that many, or where you at as a program?
Oh yeah, I mean we're still always right around that 50 guy mark, which is good. We have most of our numbers are made up in our underclassmen. We have five seniors this year, but five seniors that are really, really dedicated, that are all bought in and doing a really great job as leaders and as players. You know, we lean pretty heavily on those five guys, and then we have we start. Our left tackle is a freshman. Our left guard is a sophomore. Our center is a junior. Our right guard is a junior, and then our right tackle is a sophomore. And for a lot of those guys, it was their first start last night, and they adjusted on the fly. They were super coachable, and we're looking for big things as they continue to develop and continue to grow and gain that continuity up front. I think we're in store for some big things this season. We talked about that last night, right? One game does not define a season. And so the focus is on continuing to improve towards that standard of excellence.
And we talked a little bit with Coach Finley and the Bulldogs, but experience plays in a lot, especially in high school football, especially if your first time out there. There's going from junior high to freshman ball to JV ball, and then stepping on a high school athletic contest. There's such big jumps in levels. And like mm-hmm. you guys have a lot of new players last night. The Bulldogs didn't have a lot of new players. A lot of them guys have been there taking their licks for 3 years. So you're playing a team that's played, you know, 20-some high school football games compared to you guys are your first one.
Yeah, you know, they're a very veteran-loaded team. And they got a lot of really talented kids and a lot of tough-nosed kids. And, you know, Clinton Central, like, every year we've played them for the last, 7 years now, like, it's always a tough game. It's always a really physical game. Those guys play hard every snap. And so we knew that we would have to be at that intensity level. We would have to be at that execution level. And we weren't there last night. And that's on me to find a better way to get our guys at that level every single night, every single snap.
Coach Byers, Sam Wirt here. You talked about some of the adjustments you made at halftime. What was the message to your team at halftime to start down big, 28 to nothing, and then to fight your way back into that game? What was the message to your team at halftime?
Really was just stay positive, right? Believe in each other, believe in yourself, and keep grinding, right? There's no 28-point play. So it was just chunk away at them, chip away at them. Went to a more spread look. We went to some empty stuff and some quad stuff to take advantage of some matchups on the edge. And the guys understood, like, you know, the standard is the standard, and to go out and start playing to that standard. And we took a big step forward in that second half of getting closer to where we need to be.
Coach, Kyle Etherington here. We were kind of talking in our game last night about the ability to persevere. And I like the fact that you brought up that the players are extremely coachable, because this day and age, especially just having coachable players, can make or break a season for a coach. These five senior leaders, what exactly makes them so coachable, and how do you think that played into the second half against Clinton Central last night?
Oh, I mean, they're just great, great guys. They're great young men. They're great people to be around. Like, I love this team, and and all of them are great kids to be around. And but these five seniors they've been around football for a long time. They love football. Like that's who they are. They are football players first and foremost, more than any other sport. And so, you know, they've been with us for a long time, and having that relationship with them. I mean, this is my seventh year at Frankfort. I remember when these guys were playing. These guys were part of the group that when we founded the Youth Football League, this was our first group playing tackle football. Like Jamie Michael and Sam Michael were coaching these guys when they were in sixth grade, and I've watched these guys grow up since they were little kids. And so, you know, it's fun to see them where they are now as young men. And it is exciting to see where they're going to go in the future, both this season and beyond.
So is it safe to say that on senior night there's going to be plenty of tissues to pass around the coaching staff? Is that correct?
This was senior night. We flipped it. Week one was senior night for us. And part of that is, you know, you do senior night at the end of the year and it's cold and rainy and nasty. And so we're like, you know what? It's really nice in week one and week two. Why don't we do senior night when it's nice outside? So we had senior night last night, and you know, obviously not the kind of way we want to have senior night, right? With not coming out with the win, but still a chance to celebrate those guys and all the time and work and effort that they've put into everything that they do. And now a chance to refocus and get going moving forward. We got to get ready for a really good Clinton Prairie team. Coach Slicker's always got his guys ready to go, and then we get into Sagamore Conference play.
That was my next question. I was going to have you talk about what you're expecting next week for the Gophers as you move out there. I will tell you this, Coach, the lights are on this year and a lot better than the last time you were there.
That'll be nice. We'll be back. Able to throw the ball a little bit. It's hard to throw the ball in the dark.
Yeah, 2 years ago, to flip back, that was the transition year for the lights for Clinton Prairie. And week two, I guess, was when Frankfort was out there. They had portable lights. And just to say, you know, what is it, 40, 50 yards across the field, I really couldn't see you, Coach.
Yeah, it was tough.
I will say it's nice for the Hot Dogs play through that, because you guys could have, you know, made a big deal of that, and you didn't. And that shows you how good your guys' program is and where you're at.
And we talked to the guys about that a couple years ago, right? Like, hey, it's going to be dark over there. It's going to be dark for us. It's going to be dark for them.
Right.
Right. Line up and play the game. And our guys did respond to that adversity then really well, and it'll be nice that the lights are brighter now. But, you know, I know Coach Slicker really well. We go back a long time, and I know he's always got his guys ready.
He's a Sagamore guy.
Yeah. Well, and he and I coached together at McCutcheon for a year.
It's really interesting to me to learn how all you guys are intertwined. I mean, everywhere I go, somebody's staff, everybody knows everything. I get on a text thread every once in a while, and it's like, holy cow, all these different guys from all these schools, and you all know each other.
Yeah, coaching is a fraternity. Well, and heck, Sam right there in the station is an old
Jimtown Brick. Yeah, oh, yeah. Jimtown Jimmy's, right?
We were not in high school together. I'm a little bit older than Sam, but that's all right. You know, the great White North. Back in Jimtown's now back in the NFC again, finally.
Yep.
And they used to be, back in my day, 1A, and now you're, what, 3 or 4A up there?
Yeah, they're 3A up in Bago now.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know, we're expecting a great game. You know, Clinton Prairie's got a lot of really good athletes. I know they got hit pretty hard with graduation, but they got good numbers, and they got a great program rolling out there, and They're not looking to rebuild. They're looking to reload, and so we're going to have to bring our best and play at a high level and execute at a high level to be successful next Friday.
Real quick, Coach, we got about a minute left. Highlight your junior high and youth, where you're at as a program, real quick.
Well, I'm actually headed out right now to coach a youth team. So we got a bunch of kids playing flag football from kindergarten through fourth grade, and then we're running tackle fifth and sixth, and the junior high just kicked off their season last week. So we got a lot of things rolling. It's wild to see how far we've come in 7 years when we didn't even have youth football when I first got hired, right? And now we got eight 10. I think we have 10 off the top of my head. Youth flag teams out here, so we're going to have a bunch of little kids running around and having fun and learning the game of football.
Well, next week we'll see you out at Prairie. Sam and Kyle will be on the call for the game for Hoosierland TV, and that'll be their first trip out there, first time they've seen the Gophers and the hot dogs, and I'll
Sounds
just be
good.
There. Be
hopefully
there and antagonize
bias
you.
Doesn't show through.
Oh, I got you. Hey, thanks for being on, Coach. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys out there.
Thank you, Coach. We look forward to seeing you too.
Yep. Have a good one, guys.